Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome everybody to From Lads to Dads.
How are you, Matt? You well?
I'm well, thank you, mate. How are you? How are you doing now? Because you were in a bit of a state.
Should we let the listeners know what's happened? Welcome to all the listeners as well.
Welcome everybody. Welcome to Lads to Dads. And this week we'll be talking about Ben's brush with, well, the lung monster that is coronavirus.
It was touch and go, mate. It was touch and go.
Yeah,
I'm still struggling now. To be fair,
yeah.
So basically, what happened, mate? I know I've talked to you. Well, I've only talked to you a little bit. Cause I haven't been able to answer the phone or anything. It was horrible. In fact, got to the point where I asked my wife to take me to hospital because I couldn't. Oh, mate, it was just disgusting. So on the last Saturday,
yeah,
not Saturday's gone. The previous Saturday. That's how long it's taken it to get better. Right, me to get the normal. I had like a horrific, like, I was just really hot. I had a horrific fever of like 39. Like, it was on the little thermometer, well up there.
Yeah.
And then I was just tossing and turning the night. And we got two kids, obviously, and got no sleep. And I woke up in the morning and Emily went to work. She worked the Sunday morning early.
Yeah.
So she's a midwife. She worked from like 7:15 till like 2:15.
Yeah.
And honestly, the hardest day as a parent had was my life, mate. The hardest day, honestly, I didn't know I couldn't do anything. They were all both still in their pyjamas. I was sat there on the sofa in the same position. I was able to just feed them.
Yeah.
As soon as Emily came in, she didn't realise severity.
She was calling it man flu, I bet.
Sorry?
I bet she was calling it man flu, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was like, what's wrong with him? And as soon as she came in, I was like, Emily, look, I need to go upstairs. So I actually texted her while she was working, saying, how long are you going to be? I'm actually really struggling.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a male, you never really, like, show your weak when it comes to flu, does it? Because us blokes just pissed, like, we just palm it off, really. It never affects us, does it?
We never moan about it, do we?
So I went straight up to bed, and I just was overheating, sweating, but I was cold.
Mm.
The wife thought I was trying to pull a fast one and get a bit kicked. So I came downstairs at like 7 in the evening. So she came into the room, she was like, dinner's ready. And I was like, I can't move. And that's when she knew something was up. Because when I'm turning down grubs, there's something not right. She ordered a Domino as well, just to rub it in. How dare she?
Oh, no.
I was like, I'm laying up in there, Ben, you lay this shit on me? So Sunday was a write-off. Monday, like, I got out of bed. I went downstairs at 3 in the morning because I started to develop a cough.
Which yeah.
was giving me like migraine pain. Like every time I cough, my neck and the top of my head, I feel like I was being hit with like a brick.
Right.
Before I go downstairs, try and let my wife sleep, thinking, I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. I didn't for one second think that, like, I've got coronavirus. I didn't for one second think until that whole day I was just sweating. Upstairs, laying in bed, tossing and turning, coughing, couldn't get comfortable, sweating, feeling, well, I didn't really feel too sick, to be honest, but I had no strength. I hadn't eaten in 2 days. And then the next day, the cough, this was like the Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
The cough, I've got so intense that, like, I thought every time I coughed, it was like I was just getting punched in the head.
Right.
I went through like two bottles of like cough mixture, like an absolute crack addict. And it didn't do anything because it wasn't like a sticky cough. It was a really dry, like hokey cough.
Yeah.
So my wife, you know, with me having this cough and showing symptoms, she's a midwife. And, you know, their procedure at work is if someone's showing symptoms in the family, they test that person, see if they've got it, to like see if the, you know, so if I just had like a normal cough.
Yeah.
So that Emily wouldn't have to be off work 40 days and she's a key worker.
Yeah.
So she come around realising it was bad, so I hadn't eaten in 4 days, and that's when she knew fucking shit hit the fan. Yeah. And I was sweating, I couldn't sleep, I was getting a bit upset, and I was like, what the hell was going on?
Was you panicking? Was you thinking, I'm going to die or something? You know, I'm going
to... At one stage, I asked to take me to hospital because I was having trouble breathing.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I wasn't panicking, but I had about 8 showers a day just trying to cool off and de-sweat and, you know, warm back up. And it was just, I was all over the place, mate. It was fucking mental. And then, then she put me a test for the third day.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's not allowed to work with me being ill. And also, she didn't feel comfortable leaving me with the kids anyway.
Yeah.
So I went down and got a test. They stick this thing down your throat, right? Oh, my God. I don't know how porn stars do it, mate. Literally, it was a gag-a-thon. I was like, I nearly threw up all over the lady.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, just a little, like, Mwah! I was like, flipping out. A watch came out of my mouth.
Fair ball.
I was like, bloody hell, my throat was ticking. Yeah, then they stick that same thing up your nostrils.
Right.
I was like, well, better than the other way around, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then still, like, Emily's driving me down there and I'm just shaking like a shitting dog in the front seat. Get me home, straight back up to bed. And then I was like, oh, God, I still feel shit. This is like day 10 now where I'm still, I'm over the worst of it, but I still get like really, got a really bad cough now.
So has it gone through your family now? Is it, you know?
Emily's had the exact same symptoms.
Yeah.
Used to watch Harry Enfield and Chums and the couple who were like the proper scatters.
Yeah.
We're just there coughing our lungs up in the living room, like all over the place.
Wayne and Waynetta.
Wayne and Waynetta. That's what we look like at the moment. And she's meant to go back to work tomorrow night, but obviously with all these symptoms, they've deferred her another week.
Yeah.
But still, we both, you know, I had my granddad ringing me up thinking I was dying. And he was like, you stick in there, boy. You don't go anywhere. And I was like, thanks, granddad. Don't you be going anywhere, boy.
Placing rosary beads in your hand and you've got a vicar sat next to you.
Yeah. And and I, like, you know, it's all over the telly, isn't it? All symptoms and all that. And I watched a few videos when I was, you know, feeling a bit better of, like, people who had had it and, like, surviving and stuff like that. And I was like, I've got exactly the same. Everything they're saying is down to a T. Yeah. And what I had, maybe it's because, you know, I'm only 30 years old, got a good set of lungs on me. That, you know, that's where it normally, you know, that's where it takes its effect, isn't it?
Yeah, but definitely.
I tell you what, I was, it was awful. It was horrible. I didn't really, I think you could tell as well, normally I'm the first person on the blower, ringing you up, having a bit of a chat and a bit of banter, but I couldn't do anything good on mate. I was in a bad way.
May have missed you, if anything. It's
I thought this was going to be the end of us, mate. You know, I'm going to have to leave Emily taking over my role, and that would have been something else.
I don't know if you've had this, and a few people have said they've had this. Actually, there's been these like really vivid dreams. Everybody's started having these really vivid dreams, and I just thought, I ain't had any, but last night I had the vivid dreams. Right, and I was in this big house, and I don't know what it was, but it was some sort of like center where everybody was. It was like bloody Professor X, X-Men house type thing. Everybody was there for some sort of reason. That's it. Yeah, and then these two women came in a blue suit, like blue, I don't know, like they look like they work for, you know, like a kids' play center on holiday. There was like a blue t-shirt and blue pants. Came and said, we need to test you before you go anywhere. They did a test, and honestly, this weird thing happened. Like, it was like they sucked some out of my brain. And I don't know if I was like, I don't know if I'd like held my breath in my sleep or something, but my whole head went mental, like absolutely mental. It was like just stopping, like it was getting something sucked out of it. And then, that was it. But
so you had it. So just to clarify, a bit of your dream fell, you being sucked off, sort of thing.
It was almost like it was
out
getting
your brain.
I was getting my brain sucked out. Like I was getting the sucking. I was getting my brain sucked out. Yeah, yeah. Just
did you wake up in like a pool of sweat
right near my crotch? It was weird.
Yeah, was it one of those wet ones?
Yeah.
Oh man, I think what's happened there, Matt, is every man goes through it. It's called a wet dream.
Right. Okay.
And you've got a fetish for aliens. Matt, as we've been ill,
yeah,
you've been watching anything on? I've been watching some bits and pieces on the old Netflix review,
yes,
but nothing really to sink my teeth in. Quite a bit of shit, really. Would you like me to talk about it?
I sure would.
Too Hot to Handle. You seen that? Heard about that?
I have heard about it. I realised you was watching it, mate. You told me you was going to watch it, so I banged it on. And I'll be honest with you, I lasted a good 2.5 minutes before I had to turn it off. But I want to know all about it from somebody who has watched it.
Well, we got to, my wife has, you know, an ex-Love Island fan. It's sort of like a similar thing.
Mm.
So we thought we'd bang that on. And I thought, yeah, this would be a nice, easy watch. You know, I'm just coming out of the corona stage. You know, why not watch all these gorgeous people throw their bodies at each other while I look like a piece of shit? So, yeah, there's these, like, couples all around the country. Not couples, these people all around the globe. You've got Australians, you've got America. It's basically Australian, America, and English out there. I don't know why I'm fucking banging on. And they're all, like, super fit. Geezer's got, like, 48 pack. Bird's got fake tits, fake ass. They all look fucking worldies. And they're all, like, all in their, like, 25s. You know when hormones are through. You know what you were like, 25?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, your nickname, the Raper.
Well,
but you know what I mean. Like, it's all about getting with girls. Like, now it's all about, have we got enough fish fingers in the fridge for the kids?
Yeah.
So these guys, they're all like, they're all hench, mate. Bloke comes in, looks like Jesus, like, but cut from like crystal. There's a big black bloke from London. You know, makes Anthony Joshua look ugly.
Yeah.
And these women are like, oh fucking hell, I can't wait. I would love to fuck. Like, they talk like that. You know what I mean? Like, back in our day, we had sophisticated women, didn't we?
Well, I did see at the beginning when I saw them all coming in and stuff. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I turned off, because I don't know about you, but during this quarantine, I've put on about 458 stone. So
I've got a third tip.
Just under your...
I thought I'd lost a bit of weight.
Yeah.
In my face from the coronavirus. What happens is the weight slid off my neck.
Yeah.
Down into my chest. I've got a third tip.
Wow. I mean, yeah, that's impressive.
I'm disgusting. I'm absolutely disgusting looking. So basically, then they've got 12 hours. There's these like little, look like Alexas, you know, the Alexa device things.
Yeah.
There's like loads of them scattered around in this massive plush resort. And they've got a lovely like villa and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of them getting all like, get to know each other, getting all raunchy and all that. Just as they're about to like, you know, because this day and age, a girl meets a guy, they could be shagging the same day, couldn't they? You know what I mean? Not like, well, me and you, but the grafting with the girls, you know, taking dinner and dancing, taking a swing dance, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, just a little...
These girls like, yeah, he's hot, I'm going to shag him tonight and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
But what they don't know, Matt, is there's actually, this is an experiment about building and more of an emotional connection with someone instead of just a physical one.
Right, because this is what I couldn't get my head around, actually, because what I had the concept was is that they all get thrown in this villa together, and the challenge is that they're not allowed to kiss or shag each other, right? So,
well, they can, but there's $100,000 at stake, right? And I'm not going to, you know, I'm a bit of a spoiler alert. One couple kiss, and it costs them $3,000 out of the prize money. $3,000 a peck.
But my point is, mate, is, I mean, yeah, we all like to have a look, have a little dabble, everything else like that. But how long are they in there for?
I don't know, mate. That's the thing, though. I started, like, I got all excited thinking, oh, they're all going to crack. They're going to be banging in, like, you know, the next couple of days. And some of the girls are outrageous.
Yeah, but, mate...
And then it's all, like, now they're all, like, all about the money. And I'm like, I'll turn this shit off.
If it may, are they sex offenders? Like, why can't they keep their hands off each other for, like...
This is the thing as well, like, there's a bloke in there, like, he woke a woman, and he's only known her, like, 18 hours. He woke her up at, like, 2 in the morning, took her into the bath shower, was like, do you have sex in here? I don't know how long I can carry on. I'm like, fucking hell, mate. I've been with my wife 5 years. If I woke her up in the middle of the night and said, Em, thanks for coming to the shower and have a shag, I'd get fucking headbutted.
Why are these people allowed out in the community when they're having to... They've seen somebody in a shower and they've gone, right, I can't...
They're a danger.
They're a dangerous society. I can't hold myself back.
The geezer's a walking boner.
Yeah. I mean, we all get
absolute
horny,
walking boner.
But we don't risk 100 grand because we can't keep, you know, our thing in our pants. Like, just hold it in.
This is where this gets even worse. One of the girls, like, the guy who she kissed, he, like, said she kissed her. So everyone's like, why did you kiss him? Like, now you're ruining the prize pot. So the girl's like, this is how, like, they can't control themselves. She's like, well, fine, I won't get any guys. I'll just pull this bird here. So she's not going to bird. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Just calm down.
Imagine having all those options.
Yeah. But just calm down a little bit.
Yeah. Simmer down. Sit down. Just sit. Take a load off.
Sit down. Imagine them in a strip club. There'd be chaos.
Imagine if it's like only a week program. They're like, right, I can't go. One of the blokes like, this is my impression. Goes, man, I can't go 3 days without having some sex. I'm like, 3 days, mate. Try to cut the month, mate.
I know. God.
Piece of piss, mate. I'd have fucking walked that program. Also, no one would want to get me because I'd be sat there, sunburnt, looking like a fat gerbil with just really red. I've got no eyebrows; it'd just be a red neck and like red ears and nose. I'm like, yeah, I think it's really easy actually to not get with anybody.
Oh, I know the sun's having havoc on my head with me having no hair. And I'll tell you what I did out of boredom. I shaved my beard into a Mexican mustache because I thought, well, not going to see anyone. It's going to be fine.
Are you going to put it on the Instagram page?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if people want to see that.
Because I've seen it. I've reported to the police.
I think that I will get twinned with some sort of murder in Mexico by the looks of it. I mean...
Definitely.
What happened was I've not shaved my beard in a long time. I've always had that. And then I shaved it all off. So I've shaved it all off. And what appeared was a middle-aged fat man. And I just wasn't expecting it. You know, like, it was just like I was shaving it away. And as I was shaving it away, I was like, it was white. It was real white because it had not caught the sun. And then it could no longer hide the double chin. And,
that's the thing, they're chin hiders, aren't they? That's why I've got mine keep going.
Yeah.
So I've kept mine going. I'm like, no, don't take too much off, mate, because I want to hide those two chins that you've got there. As soon as it's all off, mate, people see... When I get my hair cut and my beard, I have a little Uncle Fester when I finish.
Yeah, well me too. I'm rocking the Uncle Fester look, but I've been watching some...
Well, like, good-looking Uncle Fester, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, like Uncle Fester in his younger years.
Yeah, when he was doing beer.
Yeah, when he's doing bits. So I've been watching some on Netflix, mate. And
well, George, before you jump into yours, mate, let me give you the review point.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
I quite rude of you. Fine. We'll walk past that. So the week before, I gave Ozark 4.5. This gets a 1.8.
Ooh. Okay.
Fucking shit.
Yeah.
Absolute cack.
Yeah.
If I could write, you know, like Ali Plum from BBC Radio 1?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I'll give it 3 stars. And, you know, it's really good. The concept, mine would be 1.8, fucking shit.
Straight to the point. Let everyone
know. Straight to the point. Load of bollocks.
Yeah. So I've been watching something that's slightly different, actually. Slightly different.
Go on, then hit me with it.
It's called Unorthodox. And
right.
It's about, it sounds quite boring compared to yours, but it is actually really good. It's a good, gripping series. So I'm starting off, you already know the rating's going to be high. It's about this girl, I don't know if it's a true story, but she's in New York, and she's part of this, really, really fanatical Jewish sect. So there's certain parts of, like, Judaism that's really, you know, like, intense. And... Mm. I used to live in North London, and there was a lot of it going on near me. It was a very Jewish area. And
that was the hats and the beard.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
And all that.
Yeah, you get the peyotes or whatever they're called, you know, the Jewish cowly bits, and yeah, you get the hats.
I thought they were Amish. Is it like another form of Amish thing?
No, no, it's Jewish, but a lot of the religions like are taken from each other, aren't they? And like even near me, they were setting up these poles with wire on them, and that's like an area, that's a certain area that women can't do things like carry money on them or all sorts of things. They even had, like near me, they had a Jewish police force, so you had these sort of cars going around that looked like normal police cars, but it was a special sort of Jewish security.
Jewish police.
Yeah, Jewish police. Honestly, they're so ingrained in everything. And like outside all the Jewish sort of activity centres and libraries and stuff, you'd have all these big, massive sort of guards, because I think people try and, you know, do stuff to the centres. And then,
fucking idiot, isn't it? If you want to be a Jewish and you like the story, crack on with it.
Exactly. So the women in these sort of sects, they're not even allowed to. They have to shave their hair off and they have to wear wigs. The cat.
Well, that fucking answers my question. So I was about to go, are they fit? And the correct answer back, Matt, is fuck no.
Well, they are, because they've got wigs on and they look like they've got
wigs.
Yeah, so you have to wear a wig. The women have to wear a wig because I don't think they're allowed to show the hair to anyone else but the husband. And
Does that include pubic hair?
Nah, definitely not. Definitely not
pubic
hair.
They can't go whopping that around, can they? Well, that's a shame.
Can't whop that out. So,
well, that's a shame.
It is. It's a shame for us all. But yeah, so it's about this girl who is in part of this sect, but she wants to leave it and she wants to escape because basically she treated like shit. And then she escapes to Berlin and they come hunting her down. Her husband and somebody else come hunting her down to try and bring her back. And her mum escaped it and she lives in Berlin. And she eventually finds her mum, but she's really good at teaching. It's really good at singing. She's really good at piano and all these things and all this stuff. It's all about like her finding herself, you know, like a new sort of even type of stuff. Like she makes friends with these people in Berlin and they all go and jump in the sea. And she's never, ever got any part of her like body out, really. And then she goes in the sea and takes off her wig. And then that's her like reborn in a way. And there's it's just really gripping because the husband and
sounds something that I watched my wife with my wife. She'd be in tears.
Yeah, there's little bits. I mean, there was some tears in the house, not from me, but
then, Matt. Yeah,
but yeah, you want her to succeed, and then there's parts where you think because they're gonna catch her and bring her back. And it's very gripping, mate. Very gripping. And very sort of
unorthodox,
and it really opens your eyes to, because obviously a lot of people go on about fanatical Islam and everything else like that, but they don't really talk about fanatical Judaism, and it like opens your eyes to how like repressive some of it is and stuff. So yeah, it was
good. That's what I was about to say. Like some religions, like, you know, people want to be religious. That's up to them. But if you're born into a religion and they all of a sudden like don't want to be a part of it, they don't feel like they can't be themselves.
Yeah.
Then why is there such a, well, I'm sure if I watch Orthodox, it'll highlight that for me, Matthew.
It will, mate. So I'm giving that, I am going to give that a solid 4.5 out of 5.
Fucking hell, that's your highest review we've had since we're doing these Netflix reviews. So I guess what, I'll be on that straight away.
Now I'm on something else this week, mate. And I'm already 2 or 3 episodes in and it is banging. Honestly, it's amazing. So,
well, tell me what it is, but don't go any further.
I won't. It's called Money Heist.
And it's, I've heard about this.
Yeah, and it's a Spanish one, but it's been dubbed in English. And it's very, very good, mate. Very good.
What, episode 1, series 1?
Yep.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll be watching that tonight then, mate.
Good. Good stuff. We're talking about tonight, we've got the NHS clap again tonight, I think, haven't we?
And also for plumbers and gas engineers.
For plumbers, yeah. And for the guys out at sea just keeping the electricity running in people's houses, those type of guys. But mainly for the NHS, I think. Yeah.
Mainly for the NHS, but, you know, for like people like me and you as well, really.
Yeah. Do you think it's getting more out of hand?
What we do in our cul-de-sac is, do you have any, like, what we do for in a cul-de-sac at 8 o'clock? I stand outside the front and just sing the national anthem for everyone.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Do you think it's starting to get more... Obviously, they deserve everything. My mum's a nurse, your wife's a midwife. But do you think people are now starting to have, like, clap-offs? Because it started off a nice, gentle clap, and then all of a sudden the pots and pans came out. I'm taking an air horn and a Mexican band out there next.
We've got 2 vuvuzelas ready for tonight.
Vuvuzela.
We'll blow the shit out of our cul-de-sac.
Blast from the past. I've got a little treat for you, actually. I've heard news that, for me, I mean, other people may differ, but for me, it was the greatest summer of football of all time. Still remember it. Euro 96, the last time we hosted an international competition. Apparently, over summer, ITV are going to be showing it as if it was like airing from the beginning, as if, you know, because we've not got the Euros this year, they've replaced it with Euro 96. So we can relive.
Well, let's fucking hope the bookies are still taking bets.
We'll be raking it in.
Because I will be laughing.
Actually, mate, have you been homeschooling? Because I did my first bit of homeschooling the other day.
If you mean by homeschooling, by giving him £4.50 so he can play on his PlayStation and buy more fucking shit online. Yeah, something like that. But he's very clever. He comes down in the morning with all the right attitude. He knows what he wants to do. He's like, Mum, should I do so much? I do my homework now. Should I do that? But obviously, we've got 2 kids.
Yeah.
So he's like, Mum, I've done that. And you're like, yeah, you sure? Yeah, Bosh. I've done it all online. So she can't check it.
Yeah.
Bosh, straight upstairs. We don't see him the rest of the day.
Well,
fair play to him. There's a gap in the market there.
Well, I think I've had my first experience of it because, like I say, I live here and Jess lives there, and then I'm not there all the time, but I've been there for a few days now, and I started doing a Mr. Matt's school days, and yesterday I feel it went very well. Do you want to know how my school day went about?
Did anyone get detention?
4 or 5 times, but mainly it was Jess. because Jess has had to work, you see, so I've took over the school role and started the day off with Mr. Joe Wicks. Although this morning we did Tyson Fury because it was I think it's better, but Joe Wicks is good as well. But we started off with a bit of PE with Joe Wicks, and then we did maths. He's got this like game that his school sends him, and he has to he gets little coins, and then you can if you pass loads of sums, all his classmates pretty cool actually. All his classmates are on it, and then they have to sort of build it, like they've gamified it. They've made it sort of however many sums you get right, you then get a certain amount of coins, and you can buy little outfits for the band that's on it, and then you build your band and all this stuff. It's quite good. So anyway, he did his maths like that. Then We had science. So the science lesson was you get a little gummy, bear, and you stick it in a glass, and then you get another little gummy bear and stick it in a glass. But in each glass, one glass is dissolved sugar in, and one glass is dissolved salt. And then you have to measure it before it goes in and weigh it. Then after 12 hours, you weigh them again, and then 24 hours, and then 48 hours. The one with the sugar in gets massive, right? So it's like really big. It grows. It started at like 6 grams, then it was 16 grams or something. I've just thought about it. I don't know why I don't do this for my goodies anyway. Yeah, I like a goodie. I like a good sweet. I might just start supersizing all my goodies. You get an extra, aren't you? But anyway, yeah, that was a science.
Yeah.
And then we did a media lesson, right? So my media was I got them watching all the TV shows that I used to like watching when I got in from school. So first up was Chuckle Vision. Loved it, honestly.
Great program.
They loved Barry and Paul Chuckle. And then it was Zap. Do you remember Zap with like Daisy Dares and all that lot?
No.
Oh, it was like a computer. It was like a comic book. And then you went and there was like, I don't know, Lily Cuthbert Lily,
how,
he's silly.
How old are you when you're watching these? What age would you be coming back from school so I know I can relatively see if we watch the same sort of stuff?
I'd have been probably about, I don't know, maybe eight.
Yeah, I was just straight in Pornhub.
Yeah. There was, and then we watched...
Straight in, BBW, Fox.
And then we watched Get Your Own Back with Dave Benson Phillips. Don't know if you used to watch that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And they're just basically shooting stuff at the dinner lady and then gunging it. And then, I think that was it for that. And then I did a geography lesson. There's a chase around the back of us. And what we've decided to do is it's like a woodland area. And we've got a big map of it. And then we're going to bury some of it in the ground. I don't know. We don't know what the treasure hunt is yet. We went on a little recce to find out what there was. And then we're going to post... we're going to post maps through everyone's doors in the area, and then stick it on there's like a little group on Facebook where everybody sort of whinges and like, I've seen two or four, three people stood right close to each other. I don't think that's social distancing. And then we're going to post it around in each of us letterboxes. And then, and then it's going to be like this big community treasure hunt for it. So that's the geography lesson.
So basically what you're doing, you're bringing the community together.
Well, I like to think so, mate. Yeah, but
it's not just school with you, is it, mate? You've really knocked out the park, if I'm honest.
It's
not only are you teaching the kids something, you're bringing the community together. And I personally think you'll be the guy to cure the coronavirus.
Yeah, but my point is, mate, that's one day's lesson, right? I know for a fact I could keep that up for maybe 3 days. So I think the point is, and this is our little mental health thing, I think, right? Is that. I see a lot of like mums and dads and that getting real worried that they're not doing the schooling and doing everything else. I think just sack it off, like just do it, just do little bits here and there. They're not going to get thick.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're not going to like all of a sudden get really thick after not having 6 months worth of school. Give them little bite sized bits to do as long as they do some during the day. And then the rest.
Well, I don't think they're going to, like you said, they're not going to get thick. But like Caleb has been wearing his socks on his hands. he's an exception. No, but I have a little fact. Do you know how many days of school the kids have missed since this has all gone down?
4?
12.
Have they actually?
Only been 12 days of school they've missed because of the Easter week, the Easter holidays.
You see, that puts it into perspective, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah. So, when someone goes, do you know how many days someone's missed? And you expect them to say, like, oh, like 16, you went 4. Really fucking killed that. Really killed that story.
Well, I was honestly going for something really small as a sort of to be.
Ah, you thought I was going the other way.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yeah. So that
I understand. I understand, mate. You were trying to help me out, mate, but we just backfired there. Yeah, well, but like I said, one of Emily's friends, she messaged her. She will remain nameless.
Yeah.
She's really struggling with the. She's got two kids as well, and she was saying that. She was texting Emily, and Emily said to me, she's really struggling. She feels like she's not being a good parent with all this. You know, like you see like the Instagram post of like, oh my God, my daddy built me a fucking pirate ship in the garden.
That's bollocks.
Spare crates of wood. You're like, bollocks, did he?
Yeah.
And all the other people who are seeing all this, like even my wife said earlier, she's like, hey, I'm sick and tired of seeing people like with their perfect gardens and stuff like that. because we were out in the garden this morning planting grass seed because we want the garden to be nice for the summer.
Ah, you've copied off me, have you? You've heard about my grass.
I'll let you tell everyone the special treatment that you do. Well, you dig a little hole and fuck it, don't you?
Hole. Yeah, very tiny one. No, what I've done is I got a barbecue out, and let me tell you about the barbecue. I got really hyped for it. I thought, oh, it's sunny, I'm going to do a barbecue. Bearing in mind I live on my own, I thought, right, so I got the Fat Boy Slim festival at Creamfields or whatever, put that on the laptop. I got... Exactly. I got all hype. That was very good beatboxing, mate. I got all the...
because I've got coronavirus doing it, really. It's all the lumps in my throat.
Honestly, I set the mood. I was loving it. I got the barbecue going, and then it was all cooked. I've got a little bench in my back garden. I started tucking in, and then I realised I'm just sat on a bench on my own eating a sausage sandwich. Like, it really just, you know, when it just kicks in and you're like...
You've gone from being like sky high, raving it up, to just a homeless guy sat on a bench.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, the barbecue is not what you think it is. But yeah, what I'd done is I'd put the barbecue, like an idiot, on the grass, and it was one of those disposable ones, and I've burnt a big...
You fucking burnt the grass.
Big square, yeah. So I started Googling, started looking at ways I could sort it. I went and got myself some grass seeds, and apparently... If you sprinkle sugar all over your grass, then it, like, I don't know, something to do with nitrogen or whatever, and kills the weeds and makes your grass all green and luscious. So, yeah, my next door neighbour's peeking out the window and I'm just wandering around spraying sugar everywhere all over my grass.
He's looking out the window going, Alan, he's at it again. I think he's a wrong one. He was eating a sausage sandwich on a bench in his underwear and now he's sprinkling the grass with sugar.
It's very strange.
Alan, have you seen what he's done to his face? He looks like a Mexican drug lord.
with a Mexican moustache. Yeah. So,
for fuck's sake, Alan, we need to move. House up for sale.
Yeah. So
I think you should put that picture on your Facebook, mate.
Maybe
or,
so.
Or at least on Instagram so people can see the Mexican madness.
Maybe. Might save it for Christmas as a little Christmas present to the children.
A Christmas Diablo, eh? So, yeah, I think... what I was going to say to you, as next week, now I'll be 100% next week.
Yeah.
I've got John Arna giving me a hand with a little bit of work.
Mm.
So there's going to be some car crash banter there. And also, he's been doing a bit of work in his garden.
Yeah.
He texted me last night saying he had a vindaloo. I woke up this morning to text him saying he's had a vindaloo and he thinks he's fucked his garden up. So I can only imagine he's had too many beers, had a curry, and he's done something wrong to the garden.
You know,
so I'm yet to find out. So next week I'll inform the listeners of what's gone down with that, and I'm also going to what was that thing you said to watch? The Money Heist.
Yeah, Money Heist. Yeah,
I'm going to watch Money Heist. I think we'll do a joint review on it for next week, mate.
Definitely. Can I just say, I imagine John Anna's diet. So I know he likes a curry.
Only a lot.
And I feel. With him being Scottish, I imagine he has just very, very plain porridge. But part of me feels that he's a Weetabix / shredded wheat man. What does...
Mate, I'll tell you what he has. Leftover curry. He just fucking has curry all the time. He sent me a photo of... It was like a Sunday roast, I sent him a photo of our Sunday roast. And he sent me like a jar of like cauliflower cheese that he was making.
Yeah.
I was like, you having a roast then? And then he sent me a photo of a tin that he ordered just a plain vindaloo, chicken king prawn vindaloo from the curry house, and then had that cauliflower cheese with it and put chili flakes. I thought, mate, you're fucking wronging. he said it was lovely. And then he said he even had leftovers for the morning.
Nice.
But like you said about his diet, it's basically just stellar and curry. So I don't know how the bloke's still ticking over, but he's still going strong.
Yeah, it's food of champions, that, I think.
Absolutely. So yeah, next week I'll update the listeners on that. We'll go over the Money Heist review. Look forward to getting some feedback from you guys, saying what you say about Money Heist or anything else you think we should watch if you want us to review. Thanks very much for listening, guys. And hopefully next week I'll be back to brand new, mate, and we'll crack on.
Definitely. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening, guys. Take care.
See you next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.